James William Boyd has enjoyed a varied career as an administrator, performer, and educator. Prior to his engagement with the LPO, Boyd was director of artistic planning and production with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra and served briefly as interim executive director. In 2011, he joined the Aspen Music Festival and School in the seasonal position of a manager of orchestral operations. And here to talk more about the upcoming LPO season, the 22nd season, James has been appointed interim managing director for the LPO. James, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Well, tell us how you came to be involved with the LPO.
Well, I joined the LPO last season. I officially arrived in town in November from a previous position in Tucson and came here to work with the musicians and with Carlos Miguel Prieto, our music director, to work on season planning and booking of guest artists, all of those sort of activities with the orchestra, and carried forward with those up until the end of June when I became the interim managing director for the orchestra.
And it's the 22nd season, and boy, there's a lot packed in here this season. Gershwin Experience, Yo-Yo Ma, Mahler, Tchaikovsky, Shostakovich, a whole lot. What's it like to put together a schedule like this? How do you go about doing that?
It's a really rewarding thing to put together a season. I'm obviously drawn to it because that's what I did for a living that brought me to New Orleans. Here it's even more interesting given the unique nature of the orchestra in that we have such important involvement from the musicians in season planning. Usually in an orchestra, the collaboration would be mostly with the music director, our chief artistic administrator, which was my role, maybe some other folks within the institution, but it's usually a very small circle doing that planning. And in this case, we have a concert committee made up of musicians, some staff members, Carlos. And so as I look at this season, and we're all very proud of this season, very excited to present it, but it's kind of fun now to look at it as we're getting ready to open our season and to see on each one of these concerts, looking back, remembering who suggested which piece, which artist, and it's several different people who were involved in that process and all really great ideas. I'm glad we have that model here because we would have missed a lot of opportunities and not been able to share those with the audience otherwise.
Real quickly, the LPO has a somewhat unique structure, management structure, and as far as the musicians and how that all, can you just describe that?
Sure. The LPO is the only musician-governed, operated orchestra in the United States. It's a model that appears in Europe, but in America it has not been so prevalent. It's interesting, if you look at the New York Philharmonic, it actually was originally founded as a musician cooperative, and they eventually transferred their structure over to a board of directors. Here with the LPO, it's still the musicians who are the members of the corporation, which is that's the ultimate authority for the institution. They appoint the board. And after that, it functions somewhat similarly to any other arts organization. We have a board which then appoints a CEO and so on and so forth. But one of the more interesting things with that, as I mentioned with the concert committee, we have several committees with musicians leading certain activities for the orchestra still. So not only from the oversight function where they own the orchestra, but also within different committees, there's musician involvement that you wouldn't see in other orchestras. And it's hugely beneficial.
As far as star power this season, there's none lacking, and Yo-Yo Ma will be in town. Again, coming back, always hugely popular. People here in New Orleans love seeing Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah, we're really excited. We try to bring in a marquee artist every season. I mean, we like to think all of them are marquee, but definitely there's nobody like Yo-Yo Ma. And we're fortunate to have him join us to play the Elgar Concerto. And also Carlos and Carlos's family have such a close relationship with Yo-Yo. It's going to be really a special time to have them together.
Now, you're a clarinetist, is that correct?
Recovering, yes.
And how many years have you been recovering?
I would say, well, since I was in the fifth grade, but in the administrative realm, I don't get to play the instrument as much as I would like to. It's one of my goals, actually, at some point this season to find a way to get back to playing because I really do love doing that.
So when you were in your formative years, who were the players that you drew inspiration from?
When I was youngest, Benny Goodman, just because that's everybody seemed to know who Benny Goodman was. And so my first recordings, clarinet recordings, were definitely Benny Goodman. And it's interesting, his classical recordings, those were the first ones that I knew. Mm-hmm. It was later that I found out about all this wonderful jazz stuff that he did. And then later on, David Schifrin, I would say, is still probably the biggest influence that I've had. I just love the way he plays, and he ran a chamber music festival in Oregon, still does, in Portland every summer. And so he was always there. I would go see him whenever I could.
We're talking with James William Boyd. He's interim managing director for the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. The kickoff of the 22nd season of the LPO is upon us. And we should mention that some of these concerts, not only in New Orleans at Mahalia, but also in Jefferson and also on the North Shore. And how have those series been going?
We're really pleased. All of our series, those three primary series on the classical side, have all seen growth. And it's very exciting to know that in the last 7 years, that not only have we been able to build the series here in New Orleans, but to really be a part of the community on the North Shore, to be a part of the community in Jefferson Parish, and even with some specials that aren't a part of our subscription package, to be having a growing presence in places like Thibodeau or Houma. So we're very excited about that. North Shore has grown. We've expanded that series this year by one performance, and that one performance is including Pepe Romero, so I think that'll be a special treat for the North Shore audiences.
Maybe you could just describe, how does an orchestra, how does it operate? And I'm talking about it from a subscription point of view, from ticket sales, all that kind of thing. How does it make up the business model for an orchestra?
Well, that may be a little different with every orchestra.
For the LPO.
For the LPO, yeah. I mean, the typical, we depend on, I mean, we would call that our earned revenue through ticket sales, anything that we could market and sell. But that typically covers perhaps a third of our budget costs. So every time that the audience comes to see a concert, as generous as they are with purchasing their tickets, and we thank them for that continually, there's two-thirds of the expense that we get through development activities, both through the generosity of our donors, through special events that we have, raising funds. And that's typically how we balance our budget every year, is through those activities.
Another thing that people may not be aware of with the LPO is there's a lot of educational outreach that happens. And there's actually a series that goes to schools presenting classical music. Can you talk a little bit about those programs?
Yeah. We have several different education activities. It's hard to summarize them. In many respects, we're almost busier doing education activity these days than we are presenting our primary concert series that everybody knows about. We have our young people's concerts that we take all over the region. And then paired with that, we have a series called Early Explorers. And so we're reaching a wide spectrum. They're oriented towards different age groups, but all school-age children. And so we present those concerts, and we travel with them all in a multi-parish area with those. And so we have engagement in places where we don't present classical music in a standard subscription format, but we can get to the schools, get to the kids, and give them a classical music experience that they wouldn't have otherwise. And we also have this year, we've expanded our family concert series, which is a ticketed event that we present, but we've gone from 2 to 3 performances with that. And I think that that's something that folks can look at with the LPO in the future, is a continued investment in education, community engagement activities. That's where we're really looking to grow.
Also this year, the LPO will be returning to the traditional City Park performances. Those have got to be exciting to put together.
Yeah, that's always our most popular outdoor program of the spring, and it's the Wednesday before the first weekend of Jazz Fest most years. This year it'll be that. And we're going to put that together. This year we're actually looking to stream that online as well. So we encourage everybody to come out, have a good time at the concert, but if you don't happen to be in town, you can still see that concert online, and we'll hopefully have some information soon about what the program will be and maybe even a headliner guest artist this year, which we haven't done in the past on that program. We're hoping to look at that this year.
Well, as interim managing director, I think people would be curious, what's a typical day like with an orchestra? What kind of things do you do? What do you got to worry about? What's fun?
Oh, I think a lot of it's fun. Some of it's not fun, I'll be honest. Some of it's nitty-gritty work. But, you know, anytime you're around artists, and that's part of, I mean, I have a background as an artist. We're in a culture of artists. That's always an exciting thing, to be in that sort of creative atmosphere. Days sometimes feel like they don't end. They just run one into the next, especially now as our season's ready to kick off. But, you know, meeting with people in the community, working with the musicians to either plan the programming or talking with them even about how we might improve their situation working for the orchestra. We're always striving to make this a better job for them. And that's it's always the diversity to the day that you have in this job. I might be over in marketing. I might be over fundraising. I might be in artistic planning, you name it.
As you look at this season, we've just kind of not really enough time for us to go through everything that's going on this season. What are the one or two things that you're really looking forward to that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, one I would mention is we're going to have a really fun event this year. We've never done this before, and we're going to roast our music director, Carlos Miguel Prieto. He's a good sport, and he's being very kind in letting us make fun of him for a night. And I think it's something that the community will not want to miss. That's going to be on October 25th, just 2 days before our Yo-Yo Ma concert. And it'll be at the Roosevelt Hotel. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We have some surprise guests who will be there, both local celebrities, and musical celebrities. And I think it's something that people really enjoy if they have a chance to come to that.
Well, it's the 22nd season of the LPO, and James William Boyd is the new interim managing director for the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. James, thank you so much for coming by and saying hi.
Thank you, Paul. It's been a pleasure.